You're listening to Red Eye on Co-op Radio at CFRO 102.7 FM.
Philanthropy has a long history in North American corporate culture. It's the money that a board of directors set aside every year from its profits to return to the community as gifts. But in the last three decades, the marketing department has taken charity and molded it into a cooperative effort between its for-profit business and nonprofit organization. This has become known as cause marketing. Ben Davis is the founder of BuyLessCrap.org, a website that raises consumer awareness on cause marketing, and he's also the founder of a sister site called JoinLess.org. He joins us by phone this morning from the Napa Valley. Hello, Ben.
Good morning.
Now, Buy Less Crap is in response to the Red Campaign. Can you remind us what the Red Campaign is?
Sure. Folks, I think, in Canada have probably seen it as well. It was a major marketing push with major billboard spaces in places like Times Square and Piccadilly Circus and all over San Francisco, and lots of publications were taken over. They asked people to buy Red products, and they promised to give money back from that to deal with HIV and AIDS in Africa. And that was the main idea. It was started by Bono, and it was supported by folks like Oprah Winfrey and so forth, and they went on shopping sprees on Michigan Avenue and bought tons and tons of things happily with the idea that they were saving lives in Africa. It was very, very high-profile campaign that lots of organizations such as The Gap and Apple and Armani and various folks took advantage of.
Now, on your site, you have a letter to Red CEO Bobby Shriver. What are you asking him to do?
Well, we think, you know, it's an interesting space, cause marketing. We're not opposed to cause marketing per se, but we think it's sort of a Wild West environment out there. Cause marketing is an interesting notion, but without a few rules or even at least some degree of decorum and sensibility among folks who are enacting it, we think it can take a really wrong turn. I think Red's an example of where it could do a better job. The challenge is that these organizations sort of behave and look like charities. Red, you know, it feels like a charity, but in fact it's a commercial initiative, and it doesn't behave by the same rules of charity. So what we asked Bobby Shriver to do is basically three things. One, if you're going to look like a charity, then behave like a charity and be transparent. Let people see what's happening behind the curtains. How much money is being raised? How much are the CEOs and various people being paid? How are people traveling? You know, when they're having Christy Turlington come out for photo shoots, how much money is really being spent and how much money is being directed to charity? Those are all things as a consumer or as a cause-sumer, as we like to call it, that we feel you have the right to know. And it shouldn't be opaque, and it is in the case of Red. The second thing we asked them to do is to make the give really clear. One of the problems we found out is that if you look at The Gap, they said 50% of this T-shirt, this $28 T-shirt, goes to charity. Well, it's actually 50% of gross profit, but they weren't explaining what was really being taken before they claimed profit. And in fact, there was no way to know whatsoever, and the Christian Science Monitor did an article on this and found it to be true, how much money was going from the sale of that T-shirt to the Global Fund, if any money at all was going. Because at that point, the Gap didn't appear to be very profitable at all. So if there's no profit, there's no money, even though there's still a $28 T-shirt that someone's buying with the hope that up to $14 of that money was going to charity. And the third thing we asked them to do was to, if you're going to use HIV and AIDS in Africa as a way to tap into people's sensibilities and to their emotions, that you should make it easy and possible to give directly without having to buy anything in your store. Put in an information kiosk so people can actually be educated about the issues that you're trying to bring awareness to and give money directly without the need to buy one of your products. So this is a simple request we were making of the Red Campaign.
I was looking at your website just before I came on air, and that's exactly what you've done. You encourage people to, you give people a list of charities.
It is, actually. We started off, we wanted to make sure, you know, we have the word crap in our message, so we know it's a little negative. We wanted to make sure we were overarchingly positive in everything we were doing, aside from that opening gambit of using that word. So we made it possible for people to give directly to the Global Fund and actually to recommend charities as well on this site. So I think there are several hundred charities that people have recommended that are up there now that people can use and give directly to.
Have you heard back from Bobby Shriver?
No, we've not. We had a little initial contact with the Red campaign, and it looked as if they were willing to have a discussion with us, and then suddenly their PR machine sort of took over, and we found out that they were actually sending out information, trying to kind of go negative, I guess is the word. They were trying to dig up dirt on my organizations and other projects we may have worked on. Fortunately, I'm pretty lucky that there's not a lot of dirt out there. But it was amazing to see the corporate culture kicking in that Red campaign. Now, Red's really funny. I mean, I wish they did a better job. I wish they responded more. It looks like they've done some things. Their giving structures are better. They actually, we recommended they use, they did have a model that worked, which was the iPod model. If you bought a red iPod versus, say, a pink iPod or a blue iPod, $10 would go to the Global Fund, and it was an easy give to understand, $10 as opposed to a percentage of profit. So they seem to move more to those type of giving models. I haven't tracked them recently and where the, how they're doing. But they've done their best to just use their corporate weight to move along and not pay attention to any of the requests for transparency, nor to make it easy for people to give directly to the Global Fund.
Let's say that they met the requirements for transparency, and you knew exactly how much money, as you say, as with the iPod, you knew exactly how much money was going to go to the Global Fund. Is there still a problem with that in your mind?
Well, I think there's a lot of challenges and a lot of research around this issue. You know, if you say to people, all you know, as Oprah and as Bono were doing, all you need to do is shop and just keep shopping, and that takes care of the problem. I think we have a strong disconnect in what is really the essence of philanthropy, even on a personal, individual level, which is it's not about fulfilling your own interests. It's about figuring out how to help other folks. So one of the fun things that happened is the Buy Less Crap campaign really got picked up and got deeply saturated in the media. We were, of course, on hundreds of blogs, including many siloed blogs such as marketing and branding blogs. And for a brief moment, I was sort of paying attention to at least those types of blogs. And those the folks who were on those blogs, all those professionals, sort of reached this self-serving consensus that while it was interesting to try and figure out how to have people be philanthropic in their individual lives, the truth is that most people will never give any money anyway, so you might as well turn them upside down and shake them when they're buying something because it's the best you'll ever do. And my reaction to that is if you can use advertising and marketing to convince people to buy things that are red, which I don't think is in our collective DNA, then you can use that same advertising and marketing to have people do what is in our DNA, which is to be helpful to one another and try and be good to one another and assist one another as needed. So we actually used the same sort of corporate language, and we tried to look at our brand, our Buy Less Crap brand. We dropped the word crap because we knew that was negative. We actually dropped the word buy, and we found if we kept the word less in brackets, as the Red campaign is in brackets, those parentheses, it was sort of a strong idea. Less on its own is just a strong idea, and we actually reduced that again to the mathematical less than symbol. Those three characters formed a really strong mark. So we actually released that as the world's first open-source brand, those three characters. It's so open-source that you can send it to friends with your cell phone as part of your signature. And it's free for everyone to use. It's owned by no one. The idea is you take it and you put it on something you already know, you already own, and you commit yourself to three principles. One, you just explore the beauty of less in your own life. We've all had those moments when we've had to reduce, either by force or sometimes by intuition, and we've always found those moments to be actually quite brilliant. The second thing to do is just do more for others. You find when you spend less and you focus on bringing less into your own life, you have more to give to others. It's a really remarkable thing, and it's really where we create the most joyful connections in our lives. And the third thing is no money changes hands around the use of this mark. So that's sort of the audacious statement. The aspiration for the Less brand is that it becomes an internationally recognized symbol, like a peace symbol, but for a new generation that's grappling with sustainability. So if you actually make a peace symbol with your right hand and then twist it over your chest to make a V in front of you, that's sort of a recycled peace symbol in its own right. So that's the idea behind the Join Less website, is to actually take the cynicism of those marketing folks and say, you know what, we can do better.
So this is a sister website that I was mentioning in my introduction, joinless.org. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that intrigues me about that is not just less, but the more, and it's the do more part.
Yeah, well, this is Pledge Week at your radio station. So I want you to do a little more for your radio station as well. No, the idea is that you know, everyone is capable of philanthropy. In fact, we do it all the time. We help our families out. We help our friends out. We give coins to strangers on the street. We respond to pledge drives. We do all sorts of things. I think it's better for that spirit to be embedded and fostered within us rather than the individual. I will just buy this product, and I will put a big placard on my chest that says how wonderful I am. I will make sure that the corporation is taken care of first, because, of course, the way these cause marketing things always work is the company makes money, and then if there's anything left over, some percentage of that goes off to the charities. This is one of the things that really frustrates me about RED, is that they claim this high and noble ground, but they are really built to serve the corporation. And they treat customers often like rubes, like suckers. They won't give us the information we need to make informed decisions, such as, you know, how much money is going to paychecks and how much money is really going to the charities. So I say skip the corporation, skip the middleman. And I live in a corporate world. I own a business. I own a home. I own a car. It's not like I'm living in some sort of strange world where I'm not dealing with reality. But I think in this case, let's just get connected to what really matters, which is helping people, and it's always better to do that directly. We do not need a corporate interface to siphon that money and redirect that money.
Well, it's been great talking to you this morning, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Ben Davis. He's co-founder of Buy Less Crap. You can check out a couple of websites, buylesscrap.org, and the other one is joinless.org.